So on the topic of education, what is your top priority when considering education funding?
I want to point out that since I've been in the legislature since 2004, we put over $1 billion into education funding. We listen to the school districts when they come in and testify in the legislature, and we responded last year by addressing energy cost, voc ed costs, and busing last year. We didn't address the increase in the student base allocation, but we did that for 3 years previously, and we left $80 million, I believe, in 2008 into the fund. So we've outpaced inflation. With the increments that we've been putting into for education, so I believe we've been addressing it, and we'll continue to address education. And before I go any further, I want to thank the teachers for this hard work, putting up with, if this is a high school class, I know what I was like in high school, so they have to be very tolerant, and my children, how they were. So I want to thank them for their picking the career of education. But, we will address the funding depending on what we have as far as money, because I do with the operating budget for the information of the students here. I help develop the operating budget, and we have to spread what money we have around as much as we can on different other projects. There are some increments in the budget are automatic, and we have no control over that. So education is a priority. It's always has been. Like I said, we put a $1 billion in there since I've been in the legislature.
Mr. Kreis-Tompkins, can you go next?
I think if you talk with any superintendent, school board member, teacher, they're all pulling their hair out every year because they don't know how much funding is coming to their school. That teachers don't know if they're going to have a job the next year. Superintendents and school board members don't know what the budget is going to be. And the reason for that is that every year the state house and the state legislature don't settle on the amount of money that schools need. And every year there's a base student allocation, the amount of money that every student in a school receives from the state, and that's settled. But everybody agrees, including my opponent, that that's insufficient, which is why the legislature funds a little bit more. But nobody knows exactly how much more. So school board members and superintendents don't know how many teachers are going to potentially get fired every year. Teachers don't know if they're going to have a job the next year. Students don't know what their class size is going to be. Neither do parents. What's happening right now does not work, and it needs to change. And so what I really believe with education funding is that every year we should peg education funding to inflation. It's nothing radical. It's common sense. As expenses for schools increase, so does funding. Nothing more, nothing less. And it's a simple relationship that will end the political football of education funding every year in the state legislature. Because you don't have to debate about how much to increase it or whether or not to increase it for bus funding or for energy costs or whatever. It's just pegged to inflation, and as expenses rise, so does funding. And that's not happening right now. And in the current system, teachers, school board members, superintendents, everybody is frustrated. And that has got to change. And I think we need a new perspective and a new approach to education funding in Alaska right now. And that's not happening. And the State House is not providing that. I'd like to offer an alternative.
Mr. Kukesh, could you go next? A reiteration on what the question is. What is your top priority when considering education funding?
Thank you very much, and I appreciate everybody being here. And it's a pleasure for me to be here. For those of you who don't know, I graduated Mount Edgecombe High School, so I appreciate the opportunity to sit in Sitka High School because we hated them so much when we were in high school. But let me tell you about my priority in education funding. I've always been a supporter of education funding to the BSA. I've voted for an increase every time the vote came up on the House, and I would do it again tomorrow. When I first got into the House of Representatives 16 years ago, the amount in the BSA was about $650 million, and last year I believe it was $1.2 billion. So we've increased the amount every year. One of the things you all have to remember here is that once you put money in the BSA, you can't take money away from it. You can put money into it because of the constitutional requirement. So people are very concerned about putting money into it, including the governor, who last year wanted to put funding streams that were not going into the BSA, but use the BSA for funding energy, for example. My priority is still going to be to put money into BSA because I always believed in having enough money in the fund for schools to survive. I don't like the idea of pink slips going out, so I've always supported forward funding of education, and we did it last year in the Senate. We had forward funding for education available. I just don't appreciate the idea of not having the ability to have principals and administrators know that in 3 years what their amount is going to be and whether or not they have to lay off teachers. So I appreciate the opportunity to tell you today that my priority has to be education funding. It always has been. I'm endorsed by NEA Alaska, and I think that's one of the reasons why is because I've always voted right on education.